Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
The message today is entitled Repentance. Hallelujah. We're reading Luke chapter 18, verse 10. Lord, I seek your touch. I seek your anointing today, dear God. Let your power, let your spirit, let your anointing cover this house today. I am your vessel, O God. I will be your vessel. Use me as you will. Let your will be performed today, dear God, in this word, in this message, and in the altars. Let us glorify you today, dear God. Let your name be uplifted in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits, in our lives, and in our mouths today, dear God. Hallelujah. Luke 18 and 10 says, and yeah, there we go. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up his head so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We thank you today. We seek your divine unction. We seek your divine touch. We seek your anointing upon this word today, dear God, that your will above all is performed in this house. Help us today, dear God, be your vessels. Help us today, dear God, hear your word, receive your word, and let it, dear God, be as a means of nourishment to our souls. In Jesus' name we thank you and pray. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I can't get over the scene we just saw in this scripture. The Pharisee, which is supposed to be the most holy of those in the in the Jerusalem, in Israel, in the temple. Him and a publican. A publican, they hated publicans in that society because publicans were tax collectors and they were mostly thieves who cheated you out of your tax money. And the Pharisee, which is supposed to be the most holy, and the publican, which is supposed to be the most wicked, went into the temple together to pray. And the Pharisee, the most holy, said, "Lord, I'm all that in a bag of chips. I thank you that I'm not like everybody else. I thank you that I don't lie, cheat, and steal. I'm not an extortioner like this publican is." Can you imagine praying like that? You know there are people who do. I know people who do. But the Bible says that the publican wouldn't even stand close to the Pharisee because he was afraid he might taint this holy man of God. He stood over there going, "Oh Lord, be merciful to me because I'm a sinner." Oh, come on, saints. Which one of those fellows do you think was repenting before God? Which one of those fellows do you think was going to get his prayer heard that day? My Bible teaches me that everybody who prays don't get heard, that God don't hear everybody's prayer. The only people he hears are those who serve him, who worship him. That's a hard thing for some people to understand. People who don't serve God, who don't care nothing about going to church, who don't care nothing about worshiping him, don't give to him, don't do nothing but go out and party and drink and do all the carousing and things that they do, they say, "Well, it'll be all right because I prayed over it." Well, it might be all right, but it won't be because you prayed over it. Because my Bible tells me he don't hear your prayer. But that's exactly like that Pharisee was thinking. I'm all that. I ain't like this thief over here beside me. But the one who needed forgiveness, the one who knew he needed forgiveness, came to the altar and said, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner." How many times do we go before the Lord and say, "Lord, I ain't worth your time"? I can't tell you how many times that I have prayed and that I have said, "Lord, I'm ashamed to even call your name because I'm so worthless. But Lord, I have to. I have to call on you to forgive me, Lord." Hallelujah. It's me again. Y'all heard that story? It's me again, Lord. It's me again. I'm having to come before you one more time. It's me again. Hallelujah. Think about all the sins, all the times that your sin was forgiven. Every time I go before him and ask forgiveness of sin, I think about the scripture that says, if you depart from God, if you turn your back on him and you sin willfully, for you to come to him and ask him to forgive you again is like trodding him under your feet. Can you imagine seeing Jesus strapped to the cross with the nails in his hands and his feet, laying on that ripped open back and flesh, and he just walking over it, asking, "Forgive me again, Lord. Forgive me again, Lord." But you know what he does? Every single time, he does. Every single time. Sometimes, when I'm praying and asking forgiveness, I literally see his face on that cross again. And I am so very ashamed to call upon him to forgive me yet again. When I think about all the times that he heals me, about his very flesh hanging from his back like ribbons of bloody meat. From the stripes he took upon his back for my healing. And I wonder, how is it that he could love me so much that he did all of that for me? Amen? The song we sang this morning, Think About His Love. I think about his love when I pray. And my daily prayers, my three time a day prayers, they start out. I start out with the Lord's Prayer. Then I move to thanking him and praising him for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then I move next to saying, Lord, I still do things I shouldn't do. And I still don't do everything that I'm supposed to do. And even on my most holy day, Lord, my righteousness is like filthy rags in your sight. But please, yet again, dear God, forgive me, Lord. Sanctify my mind, my heart, my soul, my body, and lead me into sanctification. Forgive me, Lord. And then I move into praying for y'all. Every day I come before him, and every day that I pray that prayer, I start out asking him for forgiveness again, because Paul said he had to do it every day. And if Paul said he had to do it every day, I ain't no better than Paul. Amen. And neither are you. If Paul had to pray every day to ask forgiveness, we have to too. Amen. I think about his love. How often do you just sit back and think about the love that Jesus has for us, that he would do such a thing as he has done upon that cross for our healing and for our salvation? I think about his love. I think about his sacrifice. I remember as a young boy, I was in high school, playing on the varsity football team in the ninth grade. And they scheduled a field trip for a Monday morning. And we were supposed to pack our own lunch. Now, we were living in very hard financial times, my family was back then. And at supper table, I told my mother, I said, oh, Mom, I've got to have lunch tomorrow. I'm going on a field trip with my football team. I've got to have lunch. And she said, well, why didn't you tell me that before now? I said, I didn't think about it, Mom. I didn't pay much attention to her wrapping up that, taking that piece of chicken breast off her plate and wrapping it in aluminum foil to put it in the refrigerator. I didn't really pay it much attention. I thought, well, maybe she's just sick. She don't feel good. She don't want to eat. But the next morning when I got up to go to school, she handed me that wrapped up piece of chicken. Said, here, this is your lunch. And I had the gall to complain. All I got is a piece of chicken. I don't have no bread, no nothing, no drink. She said, this is all I've got, man. And I went on to school, and I was ashamed to carry that piece of chicken in that aluminum foil with me. I was ashamed of it. It was a few years later that I realized, I remember that day all the time. It was a few days later that I realized that we didn't have enough for supper. And Mama made sure that me and my sister were fed, and she would take what was left. And when I told her I didn't have lunch for the next day, she took her supper, sacrificed herself, wrapped it up so I would have lunch like everybody else at school. I want you to know, I think about that all the time. And I know that that was not the only time that my mother sacrificed for me. I can think about many other times of how much she gave up for me and how many times I was an idiot and didn't appreciate it at that time. Right now, she's gone. And I wish that I could reach out my arms and wrap my arms around her and say, thank you, Mama. Thank you for all the times that you sacrificed for me and I was an idiot. Thank you for all the times that you gave so that I would have. Wish I could wrap my arms around her right now and tell her. I wish now that lifting up my hands in worship and saying hallelujah and I love you, Lord, could somehow be enough. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, for the sacrifice you made for me. I love you, Lord, for all the things you've done for me. And I'm ashamed at how ungrateful I can be. I wish sometimes doing that could be enough, but it's not. I can't pay it back. Hallelujah. Do you ever just stop and think about your sin being cast upon his body that day at Calvary? The sky grew dark when it happened. And Bible scholars say that when the sky grew dark, that was God turning his face away so that he would not see all of our sin, all of our wickedness, all the evil and wicked things of this world being cast on his sinless son. Have you ever just stopped and thought about your sin? How wicked your sin is. And they were cast upon him that day as well. When you do that, when you think about that, do you worship him? Do you ever just stop and think about your healings? Oh, dear Lord, he's healed me so many times. Heart trouble, congestive heart failure, cancer, kidney failure, sepsis twice. I should have died so many times. But because of the stripes upon his back at Calvary, I'm healed. Because of the stripes upon his back at Calvary, I ain't supposed to point. But you are healed. Do you lift up your hands when you think about that? Do you worship him when you think about that? Do you lift up your heart to him? Do you lift up your praise to him? Do you sing praise unto his name? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Everybody wants forgiveness of their sin. Everybody says, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. But when you do you repent? Well, what's repenting, Brother Mac? You know what repentance is? The Bible defines repentance as godly sorrow. Being godly sorrowful. A deep sorrow before God for the things you've done against him and against his son. I want to ask you a question. Do you know that the scriptures say that unless the Holy Spirit draws you, unless the Holy Spirit brings conviction upon your heart and draws you, you can't come to repentance? Oh, wait a minute now. You mean I just can't flippantly say, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. No, it don't work that way. The Holy Spirit has to bring conviction on your heart for you to be able to repent. And so many times people just flippantly say, oh, forgive me, Lord. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I won't do it again. But they're not godly sorrowful. They're not repenting before God. They're just asking for God to forgive them so they can go to heaven. So they can sleep at night. We need to repent, saints. We're coming dangerously close to grieving the Holy Ghost when we just don't care about our sin anymore. When it doesn't bother us anymore, that we turn from Him. I want you to think about this. There was a revival that was going on at the Paintown Church of God in the early 80s, I'm sorry. This revival broke out at the Paintown Church, and it went for 7 straight weeks. Every night. They didn't take 3 days off in the weekend and start back up on Monday. That revival went on 7 weeks, 7 nights a week. And one preacher's daughter had come from another church with some of her friends because that revival was going on. And all the young people like to do, they sat on the back row. Preacher's daughter. She sat on the back row and she listened to that preacher preach. She snubbed him. He preached on her sin right flat out. She just kind of... And then it came down to the altar call. The Holy Ghost was moving. The Spirit of God was moving across that place. And people were coming to the altar in droves, flooding that altar. And that preacher's daughter sitting on the back row. Not a tear. Nothing in her heart. So she got tired of waiting. He ain't moving me. And she got up and walked out the door of the church. And when she got out the door of the church, she was standing there on the church porch, and suddenly she stopped and thought. And she screamed like somebody had shot her. And she turned around and ran to the altar and screamed and cried like somebody was beating her, like she was being murdered at the altar. And after a few minutes, people wondered what was going on. She screamed out, "I don't feel him anymore. He ain't calling me anymore. I don't feel him anymore." If the Spirit of God does not draw you, you can't come to repentance. You can come to church every service. You can give in the offering. You can pay your tithes. You can teach Sunday school. You can labor for the church. You can even preach behind the pulpit. But if you don't find an altar of repentance, if the Holy Ghost stops tugging at your heart, it's all over. I would dread that feeling so bad if the Holy Spirit didn't draw me anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, there are some that the Holy Ghost is tugging at your heart, and you're pushing him away. That preacher ain't going to make me go to no altar. He ain't going to make me get up and go up there. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to do it. And he's tugging at you, and because he's tugging at you, you're saying, "I ain't going to do it." Well, you do that if you want to, but I have tried. One day, the Spirit of God will stop calling you. And when he does, it's over. You can sit there if you want to.
Hallelujah.
Church, as I sat here and prayed, the Lord showed me 2 visions. I don't know what the first one means at all, but it was 3 pieces of long strips of metal formed together in a triangle. And in the dead center of each piece was a ring bolt that you could turn and tighten. There was nothing inside. I didn't understand. I don't know what that one means yet. But then I prayed, and after I prayed, the Lord showed me a church building. Not this one, but a church building. And it was tall and had a steeple on the front. And it was made out of like red wood, you know, like red wood. And from the top it was solid, but beneath the roof, a few feet beneath the roof, it was like very long dog fur hanging, strips hanging and blowing in the wind. And I said, "Lord, what is that?" He said, "That's the house of God." I said, "Well, what are those things blowing in the wind?" He said, "That's people's hearts. They're blowing in the wind of every doctrine that's being taught that's outside the Word of God. People are believing lies from other Christians, from other churches, from other ministers. And because of that, they're weak, not united. Not, they can't hold anything back. They can't hold anything in." Let me say this to you, church. Get back in the Word of God. If you're listening to these false teachers, if you're listening to these friends who are telling you that, "Oh, you ain't got to live like that. Holiness ain't right. You ain't got to live holy. You ain't got to abstain from those things. You ain't got to abstain from that. You ain't got to abstain from this. All you got to do is be forgiven." I don't know about you, but I kept reading where Jesus forgave sin and he said, "Go and sin no more."
Yes. Yes.
If you're living a life and you're swinging in that breeze, and because you're swinging in that breeze, you're having extreme difficulties in your life, the Lord said, "Seek him out." "Pastor, how do I seek him out?" You read his word and you talk to him every day, three times a day. And I mean talk to him. If you talk to the Lord and ask him to show you, so many people talk to the Lord with a wish list. "Lord, do this for me. Lord, do that for me. Lord, fix this. Lord, fix that." But what we need to do is say, "Lord, what do I need to do to keep this from happening?" He'll tell you. Because a lot of the issues that we face are because we have brought ourselves to the condition that we're swinging in the wind, like those walls of fur on that church building. We did it ourselves. Amen. I love you, saints. And I know today that the Lord talked to people in here today. I know today that the Lord brought people to repentance in here today. I know it happened. And I know some still refuse to hear. Don't wait till it's too late. Brother Mac, you're saying I'm some kind of wicked person. No, I'm not. I would say the same thing to me. Don't wait until it's too late. We are running out of time. He is almost here. Today, we got something else to do, but today I want you to do this with me. With sincerity in your heart. Everybody show me your right hand. We're going to pray that prayer. When you pray it today, pray it. "Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus."
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.